Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring a wide range of Motown artists from the 1960s through the 1990s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, El DeBarge, Boys to Men, The Originals, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the Four Tops, all coming up for the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall. Cause we all got to cry sometimes. I said sigh sometimes. Pull yourself together. No use crying.
Tom Fallon.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. From the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. Mercy. All things and what they used to be not. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand? My
some time with a boomerang. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from El DeBarge, that was Who's Johnny, that reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1986, and it was from the movie called Short Circuit featuring Ally Sheedy, if you know who that is. Before that, we heard from Marvin Gaye, a number 4 tune from 71, Mercy Mercy Me, The Ecology, and we started The Marvelettes, a great song, Too Many Fish in the Sea, number 25 from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. On this hour, we're featuring a wide range of artists from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, coming up, a number one song from 1992, the first number one from a group called Boys to Men. Well, up until this point, for 35 years, Elvis Presley had the record for the longest-running number one single of the rock era. His two-sided RCA release, Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog, had ruled for 11 weeks, and no one else had matched or surpassed that figure. Then came Motown's Philly Quartet, Boys to Men, with a song produced by L.A. Reid and Babyface for the soundtrack of an Eddie Murphy movie. The 13-week reign of End of the Road shattered the King's record and made news all over the world. It's a good thing Babyface didn't keep the song for himself, because he almost did just that. Well, Boys to Men consisted of Sean Stockman, Waita Morris, Nathan Morris, and Michael McCary, and they met when they were students at High School for Creative and Performing Arts in South Philadelphia. Well, after performing in a school talent show, the four members seriously considered turning professional. In March 1989, they sneaked into an invitation-only concert sponsored by radio station WUSL-FM. They auditioned during that time, and a Motown record contract soon followed. Here are Boys to Men, End of the Road, right here on Motown Memories.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just see.
We belong together. And you know.
Just come back to me.
heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain too. Baby, please.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I'll never hear the bell if you need me. I'll never hear the bell. I'll never hear the bell if you need me.
Originals, number 12 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. That song was called The Bells. And we started with Boys to Men, the first number one song they had, and the longest chart topper at that point for 13 weeks, End of the Road, number one from 1992. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature artists from the 1960s through the 1990s during the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder's last number one song from 1985, Part-Time Lover. Well, Part-Time Lover was the ninth number one song for Stevie, tying the Motown artists with the Bee Gees and Paul McCartney at this point in time. for fourth place among artists with the most number ones. In November 1985, the leaders in the category were the Beatles with 20 number ones, Elvis Presley with 17, and the Supremes with 12. Well, some people at that time argued that Stevie could top that list if he just wouldn't wait so long to complete an album. Well, Part-Time Lover was the first single from the LP entitled In Square Circle, Stevie's first all-new studio album since the album called Hotter Than July in 1990. Berry Gordy at the time was quoted in Rolling Stone magazine by saying that, quote, 5 years is much too long to spend on making an album. We disagree tremendously on that. He could have had two or three albums out in that time. Well, Stevie counted in the Los Angeles Times at the time that, quote, one of the first things you have to learn is that you can't base your life on other people's expectations. I've basically taken the position that all I can do is my best. At the same time, you have the responsibility to accept nothing less than the best you can do. The only real pressure comes from business matters, meetings, contracts, and deadlines. But you have to accept that as part of your life. The biggest enemy is the deadline, the need to have your album done by a certain time. The only real deadline you should have is your own excitement. Your heart tells you when you're finished with a record. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
This heart of mine in sorrow. Now you come.
Four Tops with You Keep Me Running Away, number 19 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1967, and before that, the last number one with Diana Ross in The Throne with the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together, number one from 69, and we started with Stevie's number one from 85, Part-Time Lover. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured Motown artists from the 1960s through the 1990s. Well, coming up to the next half hour, we'll feature a great number one from 1981. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.